You know, it dawned on me, just dawned on me, like, why it's important for a producer to have horn in on one sound. No, not because you need a grill. But what I found out, since I'm trying to do more records, like put out more records featuring artists, that there's a particular type of artist that I like to work with, particularly like just that real hip hop, that real boom bap, spitting bars, just the classic like hip hop, but sound wise is more modern sound, with the sound quality, the technology, and the mix of the old and the new in there, right? But when I'm doing my beats, because my range is wide, you know, I can go like R&B, I can go that trap a little bit, I can go all that, but the sound that I like to work with artists in the boom bap is that sample, nostalgic kind of, with maybe some hints of R&B in there, is that. So, but what I found out is as doors are opening up for me to do that, and artists want more exclusive beats, I find my catalog for that sound, is not massive, because I have all these other tight beats that I've been playing around with, or just how I feel. So I think it's important for me, or I'm seeing the importance of me, of honing in on that one particular sound, even though sometimes I may get a little tired of doing that, but I have to find ways to improve what I'm doing and horn in and take it to many levels as high as I can. Because the artist that I want to work with needs this particular sound and not the other sounds that I'm doing, but I don't really care to work with an artist that would do those particular sounds, if you get what I'm saying. So, but it never dawned on me. I just thought of it as just beat selling. And I think from that standpoint, when you're just trying to sell beats, you're just trying to, in a sense, you know, go with whatever the popular demand is, whatever the popular demand of the music is at that time. And so that's why it's such a variety, or I was doing such a variety of things, because I'm just trying to sell beats, not necessarily make records. So I'm at a point right now, my season, which who knows how long. I know I'm at the end of my journey, more closer to my end of my journey than the beginning of my journey. Not to say that's going to, I still got much to do to remain focused on. I want to make records, like records, complete records that people can have a complete concept of the artistry creation of music, you know, where music, lyrics, and the embodiment of the spirit of the creators join with the embodiment of the listeners. So yeah, it just never really dawned on me. I think from that perspective, our producers need to horn in on that one particular sound, so they can focus in to work with that particular one artist, or how many artists that's in that genre of music. So peace and love. This is S. Marshall, aka Smell. See y'all in the wind. I'm about to grill out. Grill some salmon on you.